Hi, my name is Jeff Allen, and this is Made Again in America. On this edition of the program, we're going to get an introduction to the subject of supply chain and the universe of potential career opportunities related to manufacturing. Joining me to talk about it is Ms. Lisa Anderson, president of LMA Consulting and president also of the Inland Empire Southern California chapter of APEX. Lisa, it's nice to have you on the program. Thank you.
Great. I look forward to it.
Lisa, tell us a little bit, first of all, about LMA Consulting and the companies that you work with, primarily manufacturing companies. Is that right?
Correct. I work with manufacturers and value-add distributors and help them improve their performance and make and keep, which is the hard part, bold customer promises.
And so you've seen a lot of changes really taking place in the manufacturing slash factory sector. And so you've seen jobs leave and you've seen jobs come back. And so there are a lot of interesting opportunities and things that we can talk about. One of the organizations that you are involved with is APEX. And there may be a number of people tuning into this program who may have heard of it, and maybe they're not exactly familiar, though, with what the organization does. From your vantage point with the Inland Empire chapter in Southern California, tell us a little bit about APEX and what you do there.
Absolutely. I'm the president of the APEX Inland Empire chapter, and APEX is the number one supply chain management trade organization worldwide. We actually absorbed the number two trade organization in supply chain management a year or two ago. So we're really the heavyweight, if you will, when it comes to providing supply chain, manufacturing, operations, education, and certifications to interested supply chain professionals.
You know, it's interesting, Lisa, that word, or those words rather, supply chain. I think many of us think that we have a good understanding of what supply chain means. And I think the first thing that comes to mind as we think about supply or working with suppliers, those manufacturers, companies in the business of manufacturing, obtaining their supplies and the raw materials needed to manufacture the products that they make. But supply chain actually goes a little bit beyond that. And so APEX and working with them and LMA Consulting, your own company, you're talking about really being involved in a very, very large, very broad and diversified space, if you would, of different types of jobs and responsibilities and activities. If you could give us some examples of some desirable supply chain career opportunities that may exist right now, kind of, again, from your experience meeting with all of the clients that you have, that you personally also too may be associated with at APEX. Give us some idea right now of some of those career opportunities that exist not only now, but are likely to increase in the future.
Absolutely. And there's, as you pointed out, vast opportunity in supply chain management and manufacturing. Some of the more popular roles for students or entry-level type positions are going to be like an entry-level planner that plans what's produced on the production lines in the facility, or that plans, you know, the demand that comes in and how to supply that. Also, entry-level like purchasing or materials planning type of roles. So figuring out what needs to be brought in to support the manufacturing process. There's definitely entry-level roles like supply chain analysts, looking at data. Actually, data is becoming a strategic weapon, if you will, in the supply chain management world, because there's just so much data, we're overloaded with it. And how do we best utilize data, and which data is important? So there's quite a few supply chain analyst roles. There's logistics roles. And logistics is actually a very popular topic. The APEX group has traditionally been heavily focused on the manufacturing processes, and they've viewed it as an end-to-end supply chain. And in recent years, in addition to absorbing the number two organization, they've really filled out the end-to-end supply chain. And one of those areas that we covered, but it was strengthened significantly in the last couple of years, was logistics. And so there's several roles in logistics that are entry level as well, from distribution to transportation planning to there's analyst roles in the logistics world as well. And then of course there's operations. So there are absolutely operations, analyst type roles, supervisor roles that you may be able to get into as a student, mm-hmm. depending upon your prior experience. So the good news is that there's really vast opportunity. Almost every one of the functions that I mentioned in terms of the broad supply chain, and then the ones you mentioned, which, you know, planning, purchasing, quality, operations, you know, how do we, IT, there's IT roles too that absolutely relate to the supply chain side of things. And each one of those have an entry level type position.
And IT has become so important, is just huge and really a game changer throughout the entire world, the entire universe of manufacturing, that always looking for highly skilled personnel in that area or in that area of IT, because it can transcend so many different job descriptions and types that are out there. Now, I know that in Southern California, where you are, Lisa, that APEX and your chapter in particular is really involved with students in some many exciting ways. And you've been a part of that. Tell us about how APEX is working with these young people and how the students themselves are benefiting through this association.
I'd be happy to. So from the APEX Inland Empire chapter perspective, we work with any interested universities and community colleges in the area with programs that relate to operations. Actually, one of the areas I forgot to mention earlier is finance, because there's definitely a need for costing and understanding costing and on the finance side as well, and systems, to your point. So we work with several universities in the area, including ones like Harvey Mudd and Cal State San Bernardino, Cal Poly Pomona, et cetera, to partner with them to provide some mentoring. Also, they're invited to all of our programs. So we put on webinars with speakers on supply chain manufacturing topics. We also provide tours. For example, we've done some Amazon fulfillment center tours. We've done tours of manufacturing facilities, such as Paulson Manufacturing. And we also provide programs. Recently, we did a program on a transformative case and of a manufacturing case study. And we also do two executive panel and networking symposiums per year, where we get four or five executives to be panelists on a topic or a theme. So we've done themes such as innovation, the skills gap, which is particularly related to our conversation today. And in each one of these executive panels, we always talk about what's important to students, because we encourage our students to attend. These students can attend all of these events for free. There's another role I have within APEX that relates to students, that relates to the Southwest District. So I'm the chair of the student case competition for the West Coast. And that website is www.apexcasecompetition.org. And we have built that over the last 12 years from three teams from two schools to, we've been sold out the last several years with 25 teams globally.
Wow.
It's a great opportunity for students because they have an opportunity to solve a real world business problem. The results of solving this real world operation supply chain problem, and their group or their team, they typically four people on a team, will present that, what their findings were and their recommendations to a board of directors, which is going to be, you know, the Apex professionals, in a couple, like 5 minute presentation. And that is just great experience. Our students give us really good feedback that it's invaluable in terms of preparing them for the future. And they go home with cash prizes for first and second place. We have undergraduate and graduate divisions, if you will. And we have a first and second place in each one. And then the rest of the teams, leave with a third place prize, which is also quite nice for their resumes to be able to show that they've, dedicated time and effort to this type of a process. We also invite professionals to attend. And, although, of course, we wouldn't guarantee this, we have many students that leave with connections that result in jobs.
And I think that final comment you just made is probably the most significant incentive, I think, for people to participate, young people, students to participate in these types of competitions. Think about it. You know, it's difficult in this day and age, Lisa, as I'm sure that you would probably agree, talking to many different people like you do and I do on the street or in the course of our doing our respective jobs, to compete with others in your same area of interest by filling out applications and sending in resumes on monster.com or careerbuilder.com for some of these jobs. And if you can take and you can participate in something like this and pick up some real world connections where there are people on the other end of that hand that you just shook who have a real interest in what it was that you were able to present and the work that you've already done at the student level, my goodness, I mean, talk about invaluable.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've actually had that occur well at the at our regular events for the Apex and the Empire chapter, but especially the symposiums, because it's a good opportunity. We highlight our students at the symposiums, and there's executives and other people interested. So we've had people leave the symposiums with a job, if you will, or the connections that led to a job, and the student case competition as well. I mean, like you said, the vast majority of students gain the best jobs from connections, not from, answering job ads, because most of these jobs aren't even in job ads when they're really, most compelling.
Lisa, I just kind of wanted to get your thoughts on this as we get ready to kind of wrap up this program here. But I know that you work with schools and students, a number of schools in the Southern California region for these symposiums and competitions and all these other events that your chapter of APEX is involved in. Can you think of anything that our schools could do, that the educators could do, or may in fact be doing even now to further increase the awareness of these manufacturing jobs that exist today and that are coming, as a matter of fact, and not just to create better awareness, but to better prepare students for those opportunities to help, as you talked about, close the skills gap that we continue to see out there that remains wide open in order to put more students in a better position to fill some of these career-oriented, high-paying jobs?
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things that I should have mentioned also is that the Apex Inland Empire chapter, which is www.apics-ie.org, we sponsor the schools that are in our area to go to the student case competition. So we support them that way. And one of the things we find through that process and also just by interacting with students quite a bit is that the academics or the mentors for the students within the school play a big role because, students come and go because they graduate. And our students have done a really good job of coordinating with the next set of students coming in. But the people who are, at the schools, the professors, play a vital role because they can absolutely help connect, you know, the newer students with the more seasoned students, if you will, and with the tools and resources at their disposal, so, like the APIC Inland Empire and the APIC Student Case Competition. So I think that, you know, playing that role of mentor and providing that information is invaluable. We also have a lot of these types of advisors come to both our symposium and to the student case competition. And they're the ones that are actively involved. You know, it's probably no coincidence that the students associated with them tend to perform at a higher level.
And many times we see those students who perform at a higher level go on to some pretty big and great things, Alisa. For anyone, educators, students, parents, job seekers, for that matter, maybe people who are in transition who may be interested in learning more about supply chain related careers, what do you recommend they do?
Well, we have a job board on our APIC Inland Empire website with careers that are offered in our area. And that, again, that's www.apics-ie.org. Also, as you sign up for it to be an APIC student member, which I said was free, you do have to fill out forms, but it is free for students. The APIC corporate has a packet of information that say, here are all the different types of jobs in the supply chain and the types of skills that they're looking for. So that seems to be, to me, an invaluable resource for students.
And once again, that APIC Inland Empire web address is what, Lisa?
apics-ie.org.
And that's for those listeners who may be in the Southern California area who'd like to learn more about those opportunities. And if you're elsewhere in the United States, you can also visit APIC's main website, and that is apics.org. Lisa Anderson, I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule today just to kind of visit with us, share your thoughts on opportunities for those people interested in manufacturing careers in supply chain. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome. I enjoyed it.
Thank you again. That's Lisa Anderson. She is president of LMA Consulting, and also, too, she is president of the APIC Inland Empire Southern California chapter. We hope that you enjoyed our discussion, and I want to encourage you to visit, once again, APIC's main website, apics.org, to learn more about that organization and what it does. And I hope that you tune in again soon. Until next time, my name is Jeff Allen. Thanks again for listening to Made Again in America. We'll talk to you again.